The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back, 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. You just substitute your own expletive there. I'm sure, Patrice, you substitute that expletive every time you turn around and read the news, right?
Yeah. Can you hear me? The phone line has been cutting out every other second.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a big echo chamber. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I've got headphones on, but it didn't matter. I tried, but not speaker anyways. And,
yeah, I can hear you.
It's just the phone line. But in any event, do you happen to hear about the John Moore and the Dave Hodges podcast the other day, where John Moore has it on good knowledge that they were developing COVID all the way back in 2014, the jab
for COVID? You know, no. I'm going to clarify a couple of things. Back in 2020, when I started researching all of this, when March 17th hit and the lockdowns happened, I was in Florida at the time, and I still am doing my talk show on City Spotlight Special Edition on KDWRadio.com, and we broadcast on 97.5 down there in Florida. And so I started doing the research. And Xi Jinping and a few of these other papers came out, their white papers, talking about the development of this stuff. And it was happening in 2013 and 14. And a lot of these papers were being put out then that they had been manipulating coronaviruses to make them transmissible. And I believe that probably not only were they doing that, at the same time they were also developing the mRNA jab, and I think that was out like around 2017. They had that started, and by the time that the pandemic got here, they already had the formation of the mRNA stuff. That was, you just have to look at what Dr. Robert Malone did and study what his patent issues and things he was involved in during that time, and then move that forward with the information they had from 2014. I was very much aware of it back then, and we had been reporting that in 2020.
Well, no, but the take on this was Hunter Biden and his buddy was on Air Force Two giving a deliverable to Wuhan, China, in 2014. And the Air Force Two pilots that flew them over there are dead by, you know, non-natural causes.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. This is almost, I mean, we could turn around and point the same thing about the four Clinton bodyguards that were killed at Waco. You know, when they tried to climb up on the second story, one of the attorneys from Indianapolis, forget her last name, Linda was her first name. She had actually put out a video showing they died of 7.62 rounds. And it was interesting that the helicopter, the helicopter that flew over Waco, opened fire, took them out. But they were Clinton's bodyguards. And so there was some suspicion there. Linda Thompson, that's who it was, the attorney from Indy that put that out. So I had to wonder, you know, if in fact that was true. They haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet. That's another speculation that might or might not ever manifest itself. So we don't know.
And did you hear the recording of Joe Biden talking to Ukraine saying – right before Trump got in. Hey, guys, don't be discussing anything with them and don't be asking for any money because we don't want him digging around trying to figure out what's going on between us here, folks.
No, I would imagine.
That was recorded. I heard the recording this week.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that this kind of mishmash is going on behind the scenes. Doesn't surprise me in the least. Our government has sold us up the river to the world powers, and we the people are left holding the bag.
The reason why it's in an emergency state for the COVID shot is because FDA will demand all the research and all the backup, and none of those companies will do it because all of the tests showed that everybody died. So they withheld, and it's all fraud.
Sure it is. We know that. Most everybody, Patrice, like yourself and me and everybody else that said no to taking the jab and getting the swab stuck up our nose, I mean, we put our foot down. When we started to see, all of a sudden here we have a pandemic, and then we find out that they were actually meeting to discuss how they were going to control the pandemic before the pandemic came out at Johns Hopkins, and then they turn around, and all of a sudden, boom, we have Operation Warp Speed and all of these people. Like I said, when I drove by that Kingsway golf course on Rampart Boulevard in Port Charlotte, Florida, and saw those long lines, that was my awakening moment where I said, okay, I'm not cleaning my groceries off anymore. This stuff was pre-planned. The government knew it, and now they're murdering people. And I couldn't say it. I had to have a doctor say it.
Yeah, well, they had to slow down the velocity of money because of the repo screw up back in 2019 in October. Yeah, it's all related. They're all related.
Sure it is. And it's just one of those things that, you know, if we don't start looking at our government as a little bit more suspect.
Yeah, when is Congress going to do anything about anything?
They're passing resolutions. They're wasting our tax dollars, taking up time, jibber jabbering about condemning socialism and removing Ilhan Omar because she's a bigot. And, you know, this nothing is getting done in this 2 years. Nothing. Because anything they pass that Biden doesn't like or Biden's counterparts that are actually telling Biden what to do because he can't think for himself. Because he has a mental acuity of office furniture. That's a new one. I really liked hearing that one. I was laughing when I heard that. I said, office furniture, that's a
good
one. I
don't know. He was pretty smart on getting all the money he got. I mean,
I think he had help. He had help. Patrice, Hunter helped him get all that money. Daddy Joe wasn't smart enough to get all of that money on his own. No, he had to send little boy Hunter out there to do the dirty work. None of this is good.
No, he pimped him.
I don't think that anything, I mean, Hunter's out there pimping Daddy Joe and getting money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians and everybody else, and it's all going back into their little slush fund. We already know they got rich off of it, but this is what politicians do, the crooked ones especially. So we have to, and see, the Democrats, this is what's really funny. They're all backing Biden. I haven't heard one Democrat except for Joe Manchin that is starting to take economic issues with Biden. And climate change issues. Manchin went to Davos, Patrice.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Why are you going there? Yeah,
exactly. That's what I asked. Why is he there? Well, why is any of the Democrat delegation there?
Yeah, but I think that they're going to get old Nancy Pelosi's nephew in office. Somewhere as a VP, pull Kamala out and get Newsom in there, and they'll just have a field day.
Oh yeah, they're gonna try, but like I said, you know, you got to be really careful.
Yeah, but it won't be an election. I mean, they'll get put in. You know, Joe's gonna go away, but they're gonna do it like, you know, how Nixon got moved out. Go to Spiro T. Agnew first.
All right.
Put in,
raise,
you know,
show, raise, yep. Patrice, raise show of and, hands. Show of hands. How many people out there think they're going to steal the election in 24? See, See all those hands go up.
An honest election. Yeah, yeah.
See all those hands go up out there? That was a sight gag. I can see myself doing it. You know, if you're watching me on video, I raised my hand. But hey, you know what? If we the people sit idly by and play with ourselves while these people are out there stuffing ballot boxes, I guess we deserve what we get, right? Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's up to we the people to stop this nonsense. And I mean, you know, going out and shooting up your local congresswoman is not the answer.
I no longer acknowledge your false authority. I no longer acknowledge your false authority. Yeah.
Well, you can say it, but when they come to your door, Patrice, that's when the rubber meets the road. You know what I mean?
We appreciate to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So there you go.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. You know, see, this is the thing. We have those logical, critical thinkers out there that are listening to the show, and God bless you because of the fact that God gave us all a sound mind. We don't want you committing suicide, right? That's one of the reasons why we have a health category here, because did you know a new study hints that treating low vitamin D levels with supplements might actually have a critical benefit for certain people? A decreased risk of attempting suicide. That's right. They conducted a study of more than 1 million U.S. veterans. Researchers found that those prescribed with vitamin D were nearly 50% less likely to kill themselves over an 8-year period versus those who were not prescribed the supplements. So the benefit was seen specifically among vets who had low vitamin D levels to begin with, as well as Black veterans who may be at greater risk of insufficient vitamin D stores. See, we talked about that on the show yesterday with Dr. Mark Sherwood, right? Because Black veterans, and this is something that I didn't even know. I had a Black drill sergeant when I was in during NAM, and I asked him, I said, well, you guys, I mean, you know, with your skin color, you don't get sunburn. And boy, did I get corrected. Nicely. He didn't jump my case. He says, oh, no. He said, what were you thinking? He said, no, we get sunburn too. I said, you're kidding me. I would think with all the pigments in your skin, you wouldn't get sunburned. I know I'm being logical here. I'm trying to understand. He goes, no, Black people can get sunburned as much as white people can. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that. Thanks for enlightening me on that. But see, the thing is that, you know, what Dr. Mark Sherwood said yesterday is Black people, obviously, not only do they get sunburned, I mean, they don't get enough vitamin D because of it. And so they need vitamin D. That's why the Power Mall has Optavita vitamin D, 800 IU, 60 count, plant-based vitamin D with magnesium for better digestion. And vitamin D is also good, not for just, you know, getting rid of this idea of killing yourself, but also it's good to stop COVID and keep your immune system up. So Power Mall, order today vitamin D. Optavita vitamin D, 800 IU. We got lots in stock. You got to put that on your list of things to order when you call the Power Mall today or get a hold of them. Go online, shop, shop, shop. Eye drops have been linked to drug-resistant bacteria outbreak. Ooh. EsriCare Artificial Tears is the name of it. Disease investigators have linked the infections, including some found in blood, urine, and lungs, to that particular product. Pretty strange, huh? Many of the patients said they'd use that product, which is a lubricant to treat irritation and dryness in the eyes. And now we also seem to be having a fat problem that people are now starting to wake up and recognize. Dr. Mark Sherwood talked about that in the show yesterday. Hey, these diets don't work. There are certain things you can do to get rid of type 2 diabetes naturally. No. The American Academy of Pediatrics, not to be outdone, is recommending weight loss drugs and surgery in kids as young as 12 and 13. So, you know, all you grandparents out there, if you've been watching your offspring feed their kids, your grandchildren, ding-dongs and ho-hos, understand that, you know, your kids may be in need of some counseling. Like, why are you feeding this Wegovy? They're trying to give this weight loss drug, Wegovy, which causes gastrointestinal side effects, including nausea and vomiting. Oh, how do you like that? Bulimia. Just give them a drug and they get the same thing. pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, retinopathy complications, including hemorrhage and blindness. Wow. Sounds like fun. Come on, all you morons out there. You want to kill your kids? There you go. Give them some of that. You see, they listen to doctors. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time trusting modern medicine these days because of stuff like this that I hear about. American Academy of Pediatrics. Wow. Weight loss drugs and surgery when they could just simply change their eating habits and stop eating obesogens, ultra-processed foods, and other drivers of childhood obesity. Wow. Oh, you'd rather have side effects and go out, let's get lipo on a 12 to 13-year-old, tummy tucks on a 12 to 13-year-old, really? Oh, my. What does this world come to? Joe and Kokomo, go for it.
Hey, this balloon that's flying over the U.S., why don't we take a Space Force wrecker up there and pound the damn thing and charge them about $27 trillion a nanosecond to get it back?
Wait a minute. I see it. I see it now. I'm looking up in the sky. It's not a balloon. It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Imagine that.
You know, the one in Ghostbusters? Oh, wait a minute. You had a vision? It was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Yep. Yeah, there you go. I just pulled that out.
Why haven't we impounded it, brother?
That's what I'd like to know. I would like to know why we haven't. That's a good question. Why haven't we impounded it? Why haven't we taken it out? Gone up there, intercepted it, taken it out of the sky. And what's China going to do about it? Spank us with a nuke? Why haven't they done it? Why is it NORAD?
They might trade us some of our spies they've got in their prisons for it back.
You never know. I was thinking that maybe we should take it apart and analyze it and see what's up there, what they're actually doing with it. It's not a weather balloon, obviously. But, you know,
we trade it back to them for our spies they've got in their prison. We trade a basketball player for a spy in a war where they had an ammunition shortage. So we gave them back the guy they needed.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, you know, that's a good question. I appreciate it, Joe. I would be asking why our government hasn't done anything about it. That's what I want to know. Why the Pentagon is just letting this thing float over America? Why aren't they actually doing something about taking that thing out and analyzing it, figuring out what it is? See, it's not up there with the satellites. It's flying lower. Why aren't they doing something about it? I'd be calling my congressman today and demanding to know why this government isn't doing something about it. That's what I'd be doing. Makes sense. Chip Roy, maybe we should call his office today and say, hey, Chip, what are you guys doing about that weather balloon up there? Pentagon just seems to be letting it float by. And listen to what kind of reaction you get when you call your congressperson. Oh, it's no big deal. Otherwise, they would have taken it out already. Sure. Yeah, okay. Now, you remember me talking about what's going on in real estate land out there in the United States? We are facing another mortgage foreclosure crisis. Adam Data is reporting now that home equity is flattening out across the U.S. in the fourth quarter of 2022. We're only a little over a month into 2023. And a portion of the mortgage homes that was equity rich in the fourth quarter of 2022 declined slightly from 48.5% in the third quarter of 2022, but was still up from 41.9% in the fourth quarter of 21. Wow. So that means basically we're looking at about roughly 8% in equity gain over a year. And that depends on the market. The blue state cities and states, period. California right now with over 14,000 active foreclosures, and they're anticipating well more than that. And of course, if you don't have equity or you have some equity, the banks want it. And they're looking for reasons to take it. My advice here, and I'm not an attorney, I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm talking because I wrote the book Clouded Titles. which, by the way, is on back order for those of you who want to go order it. We have it at the Power Mall. I think we have one copy left last time I checked. But I put that in there, and people are buying it and reading it. As a matter of fact, I've sold a slew of them after I was on Alex Jones. That video, by the way, is on BitChute with Owen Schroyer. And that just happened a week ago Friday. A week ago today, I was on that show. Then I went to L.A. and did this workshop with homeowners and attorneys. And I have been writing pleadings this week in court cases. That's what I've been busy off air. You think that I just sit around thinking up things to talk about? No. I literally have my hands on the computer drafting up pleadings for court for attorneys. I do not do this for pro se litigants. Don't get any wild ideas in your hair thinking I'm going to jump in and help you out, because that ain't happening. I know my place in the system, and I'm not about to be charged with unauthorized practice of law. It's a felony. If you can't afford an attorney, something is wrong. But see, here's the problem with the foreclosure crisis. Who'd have thought when they went out and got a mortgage or a deed of trust and encumbered their home, who'd have thought that we would have had an electronic database playing into the securitization market where we don't actually know who owns our loan? We're being lied to at the closing table because we got a table-funded lender that's under the table. I'm reaching under the table here. That's why my shoulder is dipping for those of you watching this. They're reaching under their table, and they're getting their 5% back. They're called corresponding lenders, folks. I have studied this stuff on infinitum ad nauseum, all right? I get it. I know exactly what they did. I wrote about it in the book Clouded Titles. 432 pages of very damning information and what people are doing about it. And I put laws in there, and I put studies in there, and talked about securitization following the money trail. Do people pay attention? 97.5% of those between 2009 and 2016 that were noticed with foreclosure, 97.5% of them packed up their belongings and moved and let the banks just steal their house and steal their equity. A lot of them didn't even have any equity to begin with. They were upside down from the minute they walked in the door because their appraisals were inflated. Everything was inflated. Then they found out what the real value of the house was. And all of a sudden now it's like, wow, we're upside down. Well, no sense in staying here. Come on, folks, pack up your bags. We're going. And that's exactly what happened. And the banks came in, swooped down, and all those third-party investors, some of them got screwed, some of them got paid. But the banks, oh, they made money six times over. And then these securitized REMIC trusts collected 72% of the face value on their title insurance. Yeah, they took out insurance with the title companies. Title companies ended up paying, you know, less 27% administrative costs on top of the credit default swaps, on top of the default insurance, LPMI, PMI, whichever. And that's why you saw these insurance lawsuits and investor lawsuits, because the investor said, hey, you took in all these loans that were not qualified. You were giving loans to people you knew couldn't pay them back, and you were using our money to fund them so that you could make money stealing their property. And what do we get out of it? Butkus. That's why they sued. Now, the insurance companies, on the other hand, they're suing because they were lied to, because they were told in the insurance policy that the REMIC were going to give money to qualified buyers when they knew otherwise. And then see people like AIG had to go ask the government for $185 billion. Now, I studied this stuff religiously, which is why I wrote books about it, okay? So, you know, people just need to wake up and understand. I mean, if you want to buy the book, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't buy it. But see, the thing is if people want information, this is information. I called attorneys all over the country when I was writing this book, asking them questions about it, and attorneys were just sickened by what they found. There were some attorneys out there that actually gave a damn about their clients, but a lot of other attorneys, they sat around going, ooh, monthly annuity. Oh, we could have a lot of fun with this. And there were attorneys out there that actually are managing 1,000 cases, and they've got all these case managers out there. Each one of them's got 250 cases, and they're juggling them around, and they're calling their borrowers every month that are in trouble going, you got that $1,250 for me this month? And they're taking all this money in. Now, you think about a law firm that's got 10 attorneys out there, and they ask for $5,000 retainer, all right? So you got 10 attorneys. Each one of them's got 100 cases, right? each attorney. Let's do the math on that one. We got 100 people taking $5,000 in. Oh, that's $500,000 for those 1,000. They got $500,000 in that law firm just for the first 1,000 clients that are in trouble. Do you see how much money these foreclosure defense attorneys can make? They're playing both sides of the coin, and the borrowers are caught in the middle. And see all the entitled ones going to court? I want a free house. No, you're not going to get a free house today because we can't hurt the banks because all the judges are invested in these REMICs. And they think, you know, their pension funds are invested in REMICs. We can't hurt the banks because our personal pensions. Isn't that a conflict of interest? You see, it rounded up, scooped up everybody, didn't it? Everybody's involved. We have a corrupt justice system because of it. Because money buys justice, right? On both ends. To the judges and to the attorneys and everybody game in the system. And we're caught in the middle of it again. And now we're starting to see another eruption of a foreclosure crisis. It's happening all over the United States of America. Because if it wasn't, my inbox would not be blowing up with emails from people who are freaking out, concerned over the fact they're going to lose their homes. This is how I know, folks. Boots on the ground. It's hitting the streets and everybody knows about it. And you can't hide the data. And by the way, those of you out there using the drug discount app GoodRx, you may want to stop using that. Yeah, the FTC is going after GoodRx because they claim that GoodRx has been selling user data to Facebook and Google. Wow. Yep. GoodRx Holdings was charged by the FTC with improperly disclosing users' private health information to tech giants Facebook and Google. You may want to quit using that card and using that app, okay? Just because you want a discount, they're sharing the information, right? They're building files, folks, and they're using it because it's all about the money. All about the money. And U.S. lawmakers are now fighting back against a new Biden administration rule. Not law, it's a rule that allows retirement money to be invested according to environmental social governance criteria. And Joe Manchin, every senator, GOP plus West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, signed on to a disapproval resolution. It's not law. Pat myself on the back. See, this is what this is all about. I told you they weren't going to accomplish anything this session. It's lame duck. Meanwhile, other things that you'll be reading about in our email blast you're going to get, geneticists want to bring back the dodo bird back from extinction. Isn't that fun? And ChatGPT tech is going to let you talk to dead relatives in the metaverse. Oh, isn't that fun? This is better than going to a psychic. Oh, don't fall for this garbage, folks. I know you're smarter than that. And under surveillance state, guess what? 11,000 police surveillance cars with 360-degree cameras and perimeter alerts are going to be patrolling New York City. Coming soon to a city near you. You got to love it. We'll be talking to Dr. John Lott after the break here. Talking about gun control and what California is doing, trying to rip off everybody's guns. It only happens right here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. You're going to miss it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend. We are back on the Power Hour. And they want to take away your gun. All right, you 2A guys out there. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, or TGIF, the government is. Put your own expletive in there. And, for those of you who missed the Damitol commercial in the last hour, sorry about that. You're just now joining us. This is a good thing because we've got Dr. John Arlott Jr. with us. He has a website called crimeresearch.org. Jay's Corner will be on next Friday. But in the meantime, we're talking about all of the lies that are capitulated, extrapolated, promulgated, whatever they want to push out on the public. As California Democrats are pushing for more gun control, that already failed. Dr. Lott, welcome back to the show, sir.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you. And, of course, now the CPRC, of course, this is a thing you founded. You're an economist and world-recognized expert on guns and crime. I guess the thing is that the economy... it's amazing how people are still able to afford guns and ammunition, because apparently every time that Americans get spooked, the amount of guns and ammo that gets sold on the open market as well as in gun stores seems to jump exponentially. Are you noticing that?
Right. Well, I mean, over the last couple of years, as we've had violent crime soar, and people have seen that law enforcement's not being allowed to go and do its job, you know, people recognize that they're ultimately responsible for their safety, for their family safety. And so you've seen big increases in gun sales that have occurred. You know, the irony is that the same people who won't let law enforcement do its job, who have, you know, district attorneys who won't prosecute violent criminals, liberal judges have left out half or even two-thirds of inmates from many urban area jails, who have pushed bail reform and have cut police budgets in many cases, are the same people, though, who don't want to let individuals be able to go and defend themselves.
And now we've got states like California that are still, these legislatures are still arguing for more gun control. You've obviously seen a lot of it because you put an article out about the false statistics running amok on these gun control laws. And it seems like every time they point a finger at this crime rate that you're talking about and what the real causes are, but yet they think that taking away everybody's guns is the answer to the solution. We all know that that's not true. As far as your new article, I want to do a little teaser here to get people to click on that link when we put it out there this morning on our email blast. What are these statistics?
I'm not sure which ones you're talking about, but look,
the ones you wrote about in your article.
Right. Look, I mean, there's one simple statistic that I can point out, and that is every place in the world that's banned either all guns or all handguns has seen increases in murder rates, and often by very large amounts. If a net gun ownership was bad, what you would find is that, you'd think that murder rates should go down if they go and ban guns. And yet every single time it's gone up, you think out of randomness you'd get once or twice where it'd go down. But the big problem is that when you go and you ban guns, it's the most law-abiding good citizens who obey the rules, not the criminals. I mean, you may, even if you slightly reduce or somewhat reduce the guns for criminals, if you're primarily taking them away from law-abiding good citizens, you're going to end up with a situation where it becomes actually easier for criminals to go and commit crimes. And that's what we see over and over again. You know, Americans have seen this for places like Washington, D.C. and Chicago. And gun control advocates have tried to explain that, saying, well, you know, unless you go and you ban guns every place in the country, you can't really expect these bans to work. The problem is, well, I mean, there are several problems. One, it would have been nice if they'd kind of told people to begin with that that was going to be the outcome when they're pushing for these gun bans in these cities. But secondly, you know, you look around the world, even island nations, which you think would be kind of the ideal experiment for gun control advocates then, have seen, you know, 3, 4, even 7-fold increases in murder rates after the bans have gone into effect. And you've seen this time after time.
It's amazing. 844-769-2944. By the way, the lines are still open for those of you gun owners out there that want to chime in on the conversation. And even for those of you Democrats out there that might be listening and wringing your hands in agony as we're sitting there talking about the fact these gun control measures that are we're talking about here are miserably failing. They don't work. And people are just basically arming themselves to the teeth for the very reason that Dr. John Lott, who we have with us on the show, has explained. And this thing is we have bad public policy. And this is even something that Nobel laureate Milton Friedman even noted in your perspective on your behalf, is that you have few equals as a perceptive analyst of controversial public policy issues. You've analyzed enough of these things. And every time somebody comes out, you know, there's other researchers beside yourself that are doing the same kinds of studies saying, you know what, the more guns that people have, the less crime we have in that area, because the criminals obviously understand. I've been reading stories on my show about homeowners that have been shooting burglars or home invaders or whatever the case may be. I mean, I think you've hit it spot on, Dr. John, about the situation about people saying, look, cops can't be in 50 places at once. You know, we have to defend ourselves, and you're starting to see more and more of it.
Yeah, look, anybody who's read my academic work knows that I think that police are the single most important factor for reducing crime. I think they're extremely important. The thing is, the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And the question is, what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? As you say, police simply can't be there all the time. They virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And by far, the safest course of action for people to take is to have a gun. And that's particularly true for two groups of people. The two groups of people who benefit the most are pretty clear. One group are the people who are most likely victims of violent crime. And that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. The second group are people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly. You're almost always talking about a young man doing the violent crime. And when a man's attacking a woman, there's a larger strength difference that exists there than when a man's attacking another man. And the presence of a gun represents a much bigger relative change in a woman's ability to go and protect herself than it does for a man when you're talking about men doing the attack.
I agree. And, you know, this is the thing. You know, they always show these young girls out there with, you know, what looks like these AR-15s or sporter rifles or whatever the case may be. And they're wearing cutoffs and tank tops. And it's like, ooh, that's sexy. They're not paying attention to the firearm. But the thing is now I think these ads sometimes overplay what's really going on. And I really think that the elderly need to go out and start having a little target practice out there. I was advocating that on the show this morning. Otherwise, they might end up in the very position that we're talking about. And here's the other thing. Making the news headlines right now, Anthony Huber's daddy decided he was going to sue Kyle Rittenhouse and the city and county of Kenosha. Now, here's a bigger problem. In relation to our conversation, Dr. Lott, we have the city and county of Kenosha, who were well aware of the rioting that was going on up there and the fact that Rittenhouse was on the scene. He was there to protect private property. Why he just showed up out of nowhere and all the lies and the disinformation and the demonization, even Biden jumped in and called him a white supremacist. I mean, all these people decided they were going to gang up on him. Now, Anthony Huber's daddy is going out accusing Kyle Rittenhouse and the city and county of Kenosha and suing him for wrongful death because the cops were there, but they didn't act to save their kid. And I pointed a finger at Mr. Huber and chewed his butt out on the radio here because of the fact that he didn't do something to stop his stupid son from going out and carrying out violent acts in the street, especially attacking a kid who was just defending himself. What's your take on all of this? Certainly you've heard about it.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be successful in suing the city, that's for darn sure. The police don't have any, obligation to have to necessarily protect people, though we would like them to do that.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of legal precedents on that. But as far as suing Kyle, I think he's going to have a very difficult time. I mean, look, there are three people that Kyle shot. One of them was pointing a handgun at him. Another one was literally threatening to kill him and had threatened a couple times to go and kill him and it was chasing him when he shot him. And the third person was hitting Kyle with his skateboard. In fact, the emergency medical person that was on the scene there said that he was very concerned that the person who was hitting Kyle with the skateboard was going to kill him. So this is a third-party witness watching that. So, you know, and the guy who had the handgun that was pointing right at Kyle, he was literally just feet away, and he testified that Kyle only shot him when he wasn't killed, but Kyle only shot him when he was pointing his gun directly just feet away from Kyle's head. So, I mean, that's clear self-defense in all those cases that are there. And, good luck with the lawsuit, but it's too bad that Kyle has to go and spend his time and spend his life even further in these types of legal actions.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, everybody loved the fact when he said he was going to go sue the media for slandering him, and I'm just like, you know, this is, again, long drawn out attorney process. It's just craziness, but this is what we've become in this world. And now the fact of the matter is, yeah, a lot of people said that Kyle maybe shouldn't have been there. A lot of made up stories about he transported a gun across state lines when that's not true. I mean, a lot of lies got pandered by the media as part of demonization. And it's always, you know, when we look at, and you're talking about the victims here, that if they would just arm themselves, but see, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. Had Kyle not been there, these three people would not be shot or killed. If Kyle were not there, he wouldn't have been in the hot seat. You put yourself in a situation where it is the potential that could come to you for harm. Most people are told when they possess a firearm, the first thing you should do is try to remove yourself from the situation so you don't have to use the firearm in the first place. It's only like my peace officer buddy in San Antonio said, if they come at you in a furtive and aggressive manner, you have to do what you feel to protect yourself because your life is in immediate jeopardy. And, you know, I think you probably agree with that point. You might have something to add to that.
Right. Well, I mean, look, Kyle was there because he had a job there. His dad lived there. He cared about the area. He was upset about the destruction that was there. And so he had talked to a business owner there and had been asked if he could go and help provide protection. He was just somebody there who was a good Samaritan who was trying to help others who were being victimized. The police were being ordered to stand down. There are lots of people who had invested their whole life into creating certain businesses around there that they were watching them being destroyed. And Kyle wanted to help. And, you know, there's so much misinformation about how Kyle got involved and stuff. People, you know, rely on the media without having actually watched the trial itself. But so he was there trying to help and protect at the request of business owners there. And these individuals were doing massive destruction. People have a right to try to protect their life savings and the property and the businesses that they've spent years and years trying to create that's there. You know, you had people may remember all the fires and everything with the businesses being burned down. That weren't getting protection. And so, you know, if people are going to be destroying those things, people have a right to try to protect them if the police aren't being allowed to do so.
That's true. And see, the thing is we do, and I'm going to get to this in just a second, because we have Wallace v. New York. We have a lot of other things where cops cannot be, police department, city, county, whatever the case may be, cannot be held liable if the police do not answer your call. They cannot. I mean, there is case law out there, John. You spoke about it earlier. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dr. John Lott Jr. Go ahead.
The one thing that Kyle will lose in is the civil side of this. And the reason he will is because he was in the public streets. If he was there to protect his uncle's business, that's where he should have stayed. And they will prove him guilty because he was protected there. That was the safest place for him to be. Instead, he went into the streets and was running the streets, and that's how they're going to get him on this. If he was sitting at his uncle's business and this all took place, then there would be no problem.
Okay, Tim.
I don't think you watched the trial. I don't think you listened to the trial. Kyle had been there at the business. He was chased and ran to try to get away from somebody who was threatening him. You know, it's Kyle tried to de-escalate the situation by trying to avoid the person that was there who was threatening to kill him. And, you know, and he was chased for a while at that point. So it's not like he kind of voluntarily went out into the streets.
Yep. And see, here's the thing. Now they want to sue the city and county of Kenosha, and this is really, it's a craw, you know. Like I said, Mr. Huber, you could have taught your kid better. And the problem is that these people, the victims, allegedly, that, you know, Mr. Huber is claiming his son was victimized. His son was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and his son acted stupidly, and his son got what he asked for in retaliation when you were trying to take the life of somebody else. And you're sitting there either hitting a kid or chasing a kid, and the kid is in fear for his life. He turns around, and the jury obviously agreed with everything we're talking about right here. And I do not see Mr. Rittenhouse being economically impacted, other than the fact that he has to hire an attorney to defend himself in the civil action. I do not see, based on the evidence out there, I'm going to have to agree with Dr. Lott on this one, Tim. I don't see this thing turning out because of the fact that, you know, he comes in and says, well, I've lost some companionship. Well, if, you know, if your companionship was so damned important to you, Mr. Huber, you would have thought about that before your son, you know, went out there, and you would have called him and told him, you do not go out there. I'm your father. I'm telling you, things are not going to end well if you go out there and you sit there and you defend somebody, a fentanyl addict who had that much enough in his system to kill a horse. And everybody, you know, naming George Floyd as a poster child was the BLM's first mistake. And you can see how everybody was falsely had this narrative put in their head that made him go out and do stupid, crazy stuff. And now we got a city councilwoman in New Jersey in Sayreville shot to death in her car. And now they're investigating. You see, I don't know. There's a big difference between murdering a city councilwoman and defending yourself. Two different animals here. But you see, we have America starting to react to a lot of this negative garbage out here. How do we get a hold and get a handle on the narrative, John?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the news media, the entertainment media, academia is all pretty biased on this stuff. You know, you look at we did a report about a year and a half ago on the news media coverage. If you look at the top five newspapers in the United States, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal, between those five papers, they had a total of 10 defensive gun use stories for that year. You know, and most of them, they just concentrated on cases where something went wrong. The wrong person was shot. You know, the gun was taken away from the victim. Very unusual cases. By contrast, they had over 1,700 news stories where criminals either killed or wounded somebody. They had over 2,700 gun crime stories. So most people would think that they're very well read, that they follow the news carefully, and they almost never hear about defensive gun uses. And when they do, something goes wrong, and they hear about lots and lots of gun crimes. So it's not too surprising that if you only hear about bad things that happen and gun use is not being useful, that people will come away saying, well, why not ban guns? The problem is the media coverage is just incredibly biased on that. The same thing with entertainment television. This current season, they just have one show after another where defensive gun uses go wrong. In fact, you will look over the last 20 years in entertainment cop shows on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and not find any successful defensive gun uses by civilians. The only successful defensive gun uses that I've seen on entertainment television were on Yellowstone, where they've had two of them in that show's history so far.
Yep. And I watched it. I watched every one of them, John. I get it. I know exactly where you're going with that because I'm a big fan of Yellowstone. But, you know, the thing is now I'm looking at like Alec Baldwin and what he's going down for. I mean, he actually pointed a gun at somebody and pulled the trigger. And they said, well, you squeeze the trigger. I mean, something happened and he and the armorer are going to go down for this one. Do you think so?
Well, I mean, he violated the first rule of gun safety, and that is you don't point a gun directly at someone. The union rules for actors are very clear on that. You always assume that a gun is loaded. If he had just obeyed the first rule of gun safety, he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in.
Yep.
And he's been an actor for 40 years. He's been told over and over and over again what the rule is with regard to that. And, you know, he claims he didn't pull the trigger. But look, whether he pulled, I mean, I think it's pretty clear he pulled the trigger. But if he hadn't been pointing the gun directly at the woman that he shot and killed, he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in.
That's for sure. Well, anyway, yeah, this is just the craziest thing about guns and everything we've been talking about. I'm sure he raised a lot of hairs. I am hoping that California legislature wakes up and has some common sense and doesn't do this. But I have a feeling that we're going to have you back on this show because more and more of these jurisdictions, especially in the blue states, are going to be out there trying to do the same darn thing and take people's guns away. And it might even come to a point in time in the future where our United States government decides to go door to door, which we hope to God that never happens, because I think the unthinkable will start happening. Right now, we are at the top of our show. We're done here. Dr. John Lott, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back again soon. And in the meantime, for those of you out there, you go enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. Stay safe. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it, we'll see you on Monday. Take care. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Are you to God, he's Yahweh. Great I am, he's Yahweh. The Lord of all, he's Yahweh. Sharon, he's Yahweh. Righteous Son, he's Yahweh. The three in one, he's Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.